The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Town Fair Tire sells every name brand at the guaranteed lowest price. And Town Fair offers more free services than any other tire dealer. For the best prices on tires, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
You evaluate your team as a general manager based on how you play on the road. And I just don't see the Patriots going into Kansas City winning a game. I think they're going to have a hard time winning a game no matter where they have to go. I think it's going to be a challenge all the time for them because I think teams can take away Brady. He didn't play well against Tennessee. He felt a lot of pressure. I think it's a tough one. They did not look good. Tennessee dominated that game. Actually, that score might not have been as close. And that's the third straight double-digit loss on the road by the Patriots this year. Maybe not third straight, but it's the third double-digit loss on the road.
All right, that's Mike Lombardi right there in his podcast. He is sponsored by Norfolk Power Equipment and Town Fair Tire. And he joins us right now on the phone, the author of Gridiron Genius. First of all, on the podcast, you got to get a better phone there, Mike.
You know, I don't understand it. We've had some technical problems, and it's really, you're right. We got a new one in Opal. Today, so hopefully it works out better. But yeah. It was horrible. Yeah, I know. Even my wife complains about it constantly, and she doesn't even want to hear me talk.
So I mean, I can tell you they have all this new technological stuff, and you can sound like you're right there next to the other guy, and, geez, it was awful. All right, so you talked about the Patriots, and yeah. I would say everything you said was legit if you're talking about the Tennessee game. But is this really that big of a problem, or is this a problem that when they face somebody who's familiar with them, and there seems to be a pattern here, losing in Detroit, losing in Tennessee. The Jacksonville game, I think we know what that was all about. That was their Super Bowl. They've fallen apart since, but they had some familiarity with the Patriots from last year's playoff. That it seems to be an understanding of these guys know what to do against the Patriots, or is it a road problem?
Well, I think it's a road problem. I mean, look, you know, teams have known what to do against the Patriots in the past, but they haven't been able to do it. It's one thing to know what to do. It's another thing to do it. I think this has been a pattern. I mean, they're 2-3 on the road. I mean, 2013, they were 4-4 on the road and went to Denver and lost in the conference championship game. Typically, the Patriots are really good on the road. And what I said at the beginning of my podcast is I think you do yourself a service as a general manager, evaluate your team on the road, how you play on the road, because that's always the most difficult situation the players will face. Crowd noise, don't have the snap count in your favor, those kind of things. And when you lose by double digits, and let's be honest, you can say whatever, the Jacksonville game wasn't close, they didn't have Edelman, you know, they played well against the Bears, although they gave up 31 points, but they played really well. The Bears game was their best road win. Even the Buffalo win was not a great Patriot typical offensive day.
All right, so you have to be the tiebreaker on this, or I actually explain it. Please define a blitz like we are in the first grade. What is a blitz? What constitutes a blitz?
Well, look, I think to me when six guys are coming, you know, that's a blitz.
So five guys go, it's not a blitz, right?
That's why your number.
Shut up.
Your
nobody's talking to you. Jesus Christ, shut up.
Answer it.
Thank you. See why I handle things? See, like, if you had me on your staff, no one would ever get out of line. I just smack him around.
Well, this is the argument. Mike's got to know what the argument is.
No,
when Mike
I just
came
want
up with a stat
say,
last week.
Right, that was, his stats don't make any sense.
Yes,
okay.
They do.
But what you're saying, Mike,
hold on.
So six has to be a blitz, right?
Well, no, because, look, they utilize that the pressure is five. So when they rush more than four, according to stats pass, I can read it to you at the bottom of how they break it down, they consider it five-man pressures, right?
Mm-hmm.
For me, there's zero pressure, and then there's blitzes. Zero pressure is seven guys coming. Then there's combinations of five-man pressures and six-man pressures.
But for the layperson, we can all kind of start with the same formula?
Five or more?
Yeah, I would say that's correct.
Okay, good.
Five,
thank you.
More.
So I think we have our answer. Thanks. Oh, you can go, Lou.
But that's why his stat didn't work last week, because it was based on five or more. But if you've got five or six in coverage, then it's a different story. In protection, rather. It's a different story. Go ahead.
My question, Mike, would be this, because you're talking about, we all agree, this isn't a great Patriots team, and we base it on what we've seen in the past. So is it Tom having a bad year, or is it the team around him sort of deteriorating because of failed drafts the last 3 years? 4 years?
Well, I think it's health. You know, look, Gronk isn't on that field, and Gronk hasn't, even when he's been on that field, he hasn't been to the Gronk that we all know and we all love, and we all seen him dominate games. So that I think the health factor of their team, I think when you look at it, look, he's been sacked 10 times on the road, and that's been problematic for them, and I think there's some pieces missing. Now, can they get it fixed and turned around? Yeah, but my point was on the podcast was to think that you're going to be able to go into Kansas City in a tough road environment and not play your best football like you did against Tennessee or like you did against Detroit or like you did against Jacksonville and you lose by double digits, that's going to be a huge challenge. And, you know, the thing that's got to bother Bill Belichick the most is the kicking game has let him down. Mm-hmm. The kicking game is something that is usually the one phase of the game they always win against every team. It let them down in Kansas City, even though they won. I mean, last week, the first play of the game, they bring the ball back to the Patriots 30. I mean, that's not how you want to start a road game.
All right, so the other thing is that I heard you talking in your podcast about Josh Gordon. Josh Gordon can't separate. I've been watching this guy since he got here, and there's enough film now to identify. I call him a la-di-da route runner. I feel like he's lazy when he runs his routes.
Technical term.
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I think
do you think he shows much effort?
Look, he's missed a lot of football in his career. He's missed a lot of time. And the burst isn't there yet. And you don't see that same. Look, I was with him in 2013, and you can remember the play against Tlaib on the slant. He doesn't look the same as he did there. Does he? That doesn't mean he can't be effective. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying he doesn't look to be the same player. And when you're watching him, there's that separation, always what you want from a receiver at the top of the route. And you don't see it with Josh. You see a guy who's building speed, but it isn't explosive speed. And that's always a problem.
Mike, Chris Hogan was out there on the field. They went three wide receivers. He was out there, I think, just as much as Edelman and Gordon. One target. Do you see anything with Hogan? Is it a trust thing with Brady, or is he just not the same player?
You know, no, I think they're just not in rhythm right now. I think Tom has trust Julian so much that I think he looks for him when Gronk's not around. And I think probably, I'm sure, one of the things they worked on in the bye week this week is to make sure that they're spreading the football around, because there's guys open on the tape. They just got to throw it to them. And sometimes things maybe not go perfectly and Tom gets off the receiver or he thinks the coverage is going to go somewhere. It's not one of these things are never just about one person. They're always about a combination of things that come together. And they haven't found their rhythm yet offensively. They found it at home. They just haven't found it on the road.
All right. We talked about this last week, about the difference of the treatment of the national media when it comes toward Tom Brady versus Aaron Rodgers. So Aaron Rodgers last night gets up on the scoreboard early in the game, yet in the second half, Green Bay Packers put 3 points on the board. I saw that you jumped on this today because everybody's jumping on the 4th-and-2 play and Mike McCarthy and making a mistake on the 4th-and-2. And nobody is taking Rodgers to task here for 2 sacks late in that game. He claims that in one of them, a third-down situation, the ball got stuck to his fingers. Matter of fact, the headline I'm reading up here on ESPN right now is, did Mike McCarthy blow the game for the Packers? Aaron Rodgers is supposed to be a generational quarterback. They're 4-5-1, and right now, clearly out of the playoffs.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, it's not just Aaron's fault. Aaron had Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Jones wide open on the flat, didn't take it, you know, and try to hold the ball and wait for somebody else to come open. And sometimes quarterbacks do that. I mean, look, you know, the biggest play of the Super Bowl, Tom held the ball waiting for Gronk to get open, and that's the play they got stripped on. James White was open over there. Sometimes great quarterbacks decide to do things that you just don't understand. And most of the time, in the case of Brady, it works out. In the case of Rodgers, it does. But to me, look, he had one timeout. He didn't challenge the big play. And I thought it was a catch. And then Buck comes on and Pereira comes on and says it's not a catch.
Yeah.
You know, you got people up in the box listening. So you know this. Doesn't challenge that. And you're thinking, okay, he doesn't want to waste his last timeout. I understand that, okay? I don't agree with it, but I understand it. But once you don't challenge that and you send your offense back on the field, you have to be in four down territory. You got to say, hey, look, we're going for it on fourth down no matter what we do. We're going to win the game right here. And look, the one thing we know, when he punted back, Pete Carroll would have done whatever it took to make sure Rodgers didn't get that ball back. And all he needed was two first downs, and he got it.
Yep.
So to me, that was a huge – he was operating as if it was 1990. People weren't going to take chances. I think it was really a mistake.
Listen, I agree, and he's going to probably get fired at the end of the season. But I just think it's crazy that they're letting Aaron Rodgers off the hook. If you are that good, you're a generational quarterback, your team can't be 4-5-1. I mean, look around the league, and you can't be.
I mean, they've had two generational quarterbacks. I wrote about this 2 weeks ago. They've had two generational quarterbacks and have won two Super Bowls. I mean, they've passed the torch from one great quarterback, one Hall of Famer, to another Hall of Famer, and they only have two Super Bowls to support it. So, you know, they have not been able to put the pieces. They're a little Cleveland Cavalier-ish in the sense that they've had a great, great player and haven't been able to give them the right supporting cast to win multiple titles.
All right, we'll get back to football next week. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Bye, Mike,
we'll talk
to you.
Thanks,
guys. Bye-bye.
See you. Mike Lombardi. We take a quick break, then we get back to your phone calls at 617-779-7937.